From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. forces have killed a key figure in the Islamic State. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter announced the death of Haji Iman on Friday. Iman was the Islamic State's finance minister, also responsible for the terrorist group's external affairs.
We are systematically eliminating ISIL's cabinet. Indeed, the U.S. military killed several key ISIL terrorists this week, including, we believe, Haji Iman.
Carter would not say whether Iman was killed in Iraq or Syria. He also did not say whether the Islamic State leader was killed in a raid or by an airstrike. The defense secretary also announced that Abu Sara, an Islamic State leader charged with paying fighters in Iraq, had been targeted by U.S. forces this week. Belgian prosecutors say three people have been detained in a counterterrorism operation in Brussels that was prompted by the arrest of a Frenchman Thursday in the Paris area who was suspected of plotting a new attack. Belgian prosecutors confirmed in a statement that Friday's arrests were conducted in three districts of Brussels. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Belgium's prime minister and assured him of U.S. support.
Our mission to defeat and destroy Daesh is not going to be accomplished overnight. It's going to take some time and patience and persistence. It will require resources and commitment and cooperation across many cultures and beliefs, and the recognition that this is, in fact, truly a global challenge.
Kerry also laid a wreath at the Brussels airport, one of the sites rocked by bombings that left more than 30 people dead. This is VOA News. At least 29 people were killed and 60 others wounded Friday when a suicide bomber blew himself up in a soccer stadium near Baghdad. The bombing took place during a match in the city of Iskandaria, about 50 kilometers from the Iraqi capital. Medical officials say the town's mayor was killed in the explosion. No one has claimed responsibility, but the Islamic State group has been waging a campaign of suicide bombings in and around Baghdad. Iskandaria is part of a mixed Sunni-Shiite area which was once dubbed the Triangle of Death and has been badly affected by sectarian violence in recent years. Iraqi Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr has threatened increased protests if Iraq's prime minister does not enact government reforms. The influential cleric delivered the message Friday through a representative during a sermon attended by tens of thousands in Baghdad. Sadr has called on Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to address corruption and cronyism in the government by replacing current ministers with more experienced leaders who do not have a political affiliation by next week. His followers have staged weekly rallies to pressure the government to make changes. Abadi has expressed concern the protests could endanger Iraq's security, but has yet to act on reforms he announced in February. Taliban suicide bombers assassinated a senior army general and his bodyguard in Afghanistan's southern Kandahar province. Afghan officials said Friday that three gunmen with explosives strapped to their bodies entered the home of General Khan Aga on Thursday night. Christians around the world marked the Good Friday holiday to commemorate the crucifixion of Jesus. As Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem, commemorations there were held amid tight security.
Pilgrims from around the world marched in the traditional Good Friday procession in Jerusalem's Old City, many of them carrying big wooden crosses. They made their way through the narrow cobblestone streets of the Via Dolorosa, or Way of Sorrows, singing hymns and reading scripture as they visited the 14 stations of the cross. The procession wound up at the ancient Church of the Holy Sepulchre, the traditional site of Jesus' crucifixion. It is there on Easter Sunday that Christians will celebrate the resurrection. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.